November 11th, 2014, is the Watt from Pedro Show. Watt from Pedro Show. Hey, Brother Matt.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm glad to be back.
Welcome back.
It's been...
Homeland.
It's been a little while. Maybe 10 weeks.
Yeah, at least.
Since we did the show.
Yeah.
So everybody had a good long chance to listen to the Mark Stewart Show.
You're too busy on the road to do any, yeah?
No. I had no time. I wanted to. I had some plans. I got a lot of music for today's show.
Dudes.
We did play with Share the Stage with, by the way, We started the show with John Coltrane, something that Raul gave me the second gig of the tour, this offering, a tune called Offering from Live at Temple University. And that was really nice. We got to hear it a bunch. And in fact, this time I made sure I stopped in North Carolina, both Hamlet and High Point, because he was born, John Coltrane, born in Hamlet, grew up in High Point. And I've been past these places so many times, it was like, you know what, we're going to stop. And High Point, people put a statue for him, and like multimedia, you can press buttons and hear play tunes and stuff.
Cool.
There by there.
Well, you took the picture with the Italian boys.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, you know, that's who I brought on tour.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My Nile. And for them, a lot of the tour was brand new to them. Parts of
it must have been bitching.
Yeah, it blew their minds. They had been in New York City. They'd been to Chicago. Even in some smaller towns. The Guitar Man was on a tour like 10 years ago where he played Charlotte. But, I mean, most of 90% of this thing they never saw, especially from the boat. They would conk it at people's pads. And I'll get into that. Suwako and Daisuke Miyatani with, I think it's Stockholm, but they took all the vowels out. But I'm curious, what was it like here in Pedro?
Let's see, we've been having just had first Thursday last night. They had this big walk, like a big neighborhood watch. The neighborhood watches are on fire right now.
That was last. There was a first Thursday on a Monday?
No. Last week was Thursday.
Last Thursday. I had to go back out and play some more.
Bounce back.
It's Night of the Living Fest, number 2 in Tucson. It was neat, but it was a couple 500 mile runs. And I had just been there.
Man.
The other town, the P town, then the T town. So Mondays is like a watch night?
This was just last night was a big deal for this Point Furman, White Point, coastal San Pedro area.
Pleasure.
They had, down at the corner store was the hub. They had the street blocked off and a guy with a piano playing songs in the middle of the street, Christmas lights up. So it's try to meet the neighbor type thing. Go out, take a walk with the flashlight to show that it's safe to be a community type of a thing. So that went pretty well. They got a new farmer's market.
Pedro might be a little rougher.
Yeah, a little sketchy in some zones, but they're really pushing that whole neighborhood thing, like new signs all over the place.
So you
but
know,
some people really get all petty, like there's a strange man walking down the street. You know, they're just kind of
so it goes
petty.
The other way.
Yeah. There's a new farmer's market down there.
The funny man with the yellow coat might be getting some calls.
Yeah.
One time we got rousted over here on
block. Yeah, I remember you saying, Homeland Security?
They said, never had a report of a man with a gun. Of course, it was a crazy man on a bicycle in a yellow coat.
A good generic complaint to whip out.
Hands in there, you have to search me. But what were you saying?
New farmer's market on Saturday mornings down on where they made that cut.
The Harbor Cut?
Yeah.
Do they still have the Friday thing?
I think so. They're having two now, Friday and Saturday. So that's cool.
Yeah.
That seems like it'll be a good spot for it.
So, is it the same people?
I don't think so. Okay. I think it's a whole new group. But big thing around here, they had a group. You know, they've been wanting to, like, militarize Silicon City protection. They don't want, the cops have been wanting to do this shock and awe thing with helicopters and multiple agencies and make the tickets more expensive, like $1,000.
Make
you have to go to jail. Yeah, they just want to make it such a crime to go there, which is ridiculous. They haven't been able to stop people from going and partying there forever.
Oh, yeah.
And
you
so,
in high school.
Yeah, 50 years has been going off there. And so it's a waste of money trying to do it. It's a frustrating thing because they can't do it. And it's only keeping away the good people because people are down there tagging, partying, and they're having fun. Councilman kind of goes along with the city line, but it seems like he's flexible to the populace. But there's a group now that's speaking out, and they want to tear the fences down.
Whoa.
So it's like a whole other side of the argument, and they're all respectable people, homeowners in the area.
Yeah.
So that would be really cool, but the city was at this meeting about it, and they just thought it was ridiculous that people even think that. But it's going to just take a few more, the conversation started, so, you know, it's just take a couple people to change their opinion and keep that snowball rolling up to City Hall.
That would be so happy.
Yeah, because it's a joke trying to keep enforcing it. The copters bug me more than kids drinking beer.
Yeah. Helicopters. Man, he's shooting with little drones.
Yeah.
Here, I got some music from bands we shared the stage with on this tour.
That's cool.
But this first tune here actually is from Barcelona. It's some Chile guys who moved there. They got Familia Miranda. They got a brand new single. So let's listen to that.
We'll be right back.
Pedro Show start off with a brand new single from Familia Miranda, Bon Preu, and Crying for Kafka after that with Hide Your Gun, Falls by Ned Collette and Wirewalker, Noam Chomsky Blues, Beggar's Best, I Think a Cat, and Buffalo. And we played on this really high stage with a big TV screen behind us in Buffalo. Sportsman Tavern, I think it was called. And they had a staircase made out of guitar necks.
Oh, yeah?
And Fratello Steve was like, man, these are good guitar necks. I used them for rails on the stairway. And finally, Swamp King from Kings of Lower Town.
Yeah, dig on that.
Yeah, I'm on the bass.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Right there, playing the blues. So, yeah, doing this tour with Fratelli, you know, it was really neat. in a way, because of course they got images over there of us. All of a sudden they're caulking at people's pads and they're chowing them.
Mm-hmm.
And just a whole other side. And then also the U.S. guys got to see these guys, because there's kind of images of Europeans too.
Mm-hmm.
It was just the most righteous thing that way. That music is a, and just arts in general, a bonus enough thing that they connect people.
Mm-hmm.
And cut through all that stereotype and cliche shit. And that was a really neat thing. I think also for people who saw me play in my opera tours and stuff, they see another thing of me in this band.
Mm-hmm.
I think people really realized it wasn't like those bands. You know, those trios and stuff still was a different thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, 53 gigs, 53 days, but it went like this. I told them we had a lot of parts of the country, so you had to give a lot of days for it. Mm-hmm. You're lucky with the weather. There was about 10 days of rain in one part from Memphis to maybe Pittsburgh, Buffalo. But besides that, we were really lucky. And even that rain wasn't big. When the storm first came on us going to Memphis, like coming across the Mississippi River, I had to dodge barricades or be unplugged. I mean, it came down. Wow.
Yeah, it's almost like one big piece of water sometimes, huh?
Yeah, they have these big orange barrels, you know, and the wind was just blowing this stuff like, I mean, it was coming down. And the rain, too, yeah. Because we were coming from St. Louis, so it was Missouri and then Arkansas and then over. And kind of near where my pops' people were from, West Memphis. And, yeah, it was the first time they heard the wipers. They had never heard the wipers.
Oh.
And we really needed the windshield wipers. It was going. They really got into the Mexican chow.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Especially here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had never been to the West Coast at all. And they could tell when we got out of the state how it was different. They got kind of good again with Arizona, but yeah. Sometimes it was good, and it didn't. I remember, where was it? Somewhere in the Northeast, but it didn't taste Mexican, but it still tasted good. Oh, it was in Connecticut, Hamden, Connecticut. You know, it didn't have any Mexican taste, but it still was good taste. It had crunch, and not like them hippie ones that are all. Let's hear some more music.
a small step for you might be a big step for Nano. A big step for Nano. Step right up. Step. Step up. Step. Step right up. Step closer, you get bigger, bigger, closer. A waltz for the Nanos. Step right up. Closer. Step up. Here. Step right up.
Peter show, get some sour ass news from Brother Matt about medical thing. People don't want it fixed. It's working so well. But yeah, I agree with you. 30 years.
Yeah.
We heard a Mary St. Mary with Montgomery song. After that was Buck and the Tiger, Sassafras. I was talking to Brother Sailor about helping these guys out for a bit. Cosmic Silverback from Tesseract, that's an Austin band we play with. Tobacco with Video Warning Attempts. Miss Mr. Tom in Pittsburgh. God, we weren't even that far from him either. Brand new from El May, Thrills. We gotta have her back on.
She's oh, yeah, on. Yeah.
And now, Vuoto. Oh, that's brand new from Rosario de Maranayo drummer man Andrea Belfi. He's got a brand new solo album.
Cool.
And then finally, something from the Cacho Segundo, this is, we played this album in its entirety every night, Nano's Waltz. That's what I wrote for them. And, I mean, Brother Matt was just telling me why he had to miss the Echo Park show, which was the second one of the gig, you know. The first 11 gigs also were with the Light Brothers. So, like he was saying about the cross-cultural parallel trip. And meanwhile, yeah, he's got to decide on 15 or 30. And no anesthesia with the cortisone. Big Wang shot.
It's medieval.
I mean, what is up with that?
Yeah, we got all this shit, but we don't want you to use it.
Because, you know, it went, yeah, I'm, it's so easy to mind that.
Save a bug.
Yes. Maybe that's it. Oh, damn. So, you do another dance.
Yep.
Maybe take your time. Eddie across the street was telling me about his buddy. Knee thing. Died on the table.
Oh, man.
Complication.
Damn.
Yeah. Think about that stuff. It's the end of the first hour, November 11th, 2014 edition of Walker Pedro Show. Not to bum anybody out, but it's going to be a perfect piece of Brother Mac. Hold tight for hour two. November 11, 2014, is the second hour of the Watt for Pedro Show.
Love and fried chicken.
Our Father, who art in heaven,
that will be done on earth as it is in Alabama soon. But it wasn't the concern for me, no. Hello.
Watt for Pedro show started the second hour off with Kevin Loop out of Charlotte. He's a gig goer. We didn't share the stage, but Peace, Love, and Fried Chicken. After that, Wizard's Sleeve with Alabama's Doomed. Dear Blanca with Boulders. Dingy from Elimbo. Now, I remember both them bands. We played with them in Charleston. They're, respect to them. Maybe the tiniest stage of the tour. It was a trippy one up in the corner, but I didn't fall over. Loose Barons, Road Trip, and That Spin by Driver. They were in Gainesville and got to stay at the Bill's farm there in Waldo, Florida.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and he's doing good shape. He got through all them surgeries and shit. And praying for him, man. Big health. But he's a great cat. He's opening a ramen shop, too.
Oh, wow.
Farming. Grow Radio, by the way. Yeah, GRORADIO.org, people.
Cool.
Got a great station there. Any other news about Pedro? Like I told you, I saw a chop pad close down, Pacific Cafe. And now you say this, it's like chapter two from a Remus pad?
Oh, that Lojas place. Yeah, yeah, it's trippy. But it's a pretty popular spot over there.
Well, it's still being built. It's a tea house.
I didn't know that was coming.
We don't have tea houses yet, but you know, why not?
Yeah, I didn't know it was coming to Pedro.
More dangerous than a good idea. And actually, in you know about this, in South America, they got the mate.
Yeah, yerba mate.
It's Argentine people and Uruguay.
Yeah, Brazil, I think.
Brazil. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they get these gourds. They all have their little special things they even drink it out of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's got that, like, it gets you lit up without the caffeine, or it's got more caffeine. Or
is that
I think
it?
It's a wake-up drink, though.
You know, speaking of Latin America, at New Orleans, Barrett Martin was there. We're going to play a little music later. And he was just doing some shaman ayahuasca.
Oh, yeah?
In Peru.
Wow.
Amazon part of Peru, like you were doing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, what a trip. He gave me his new album. And it's got a... You know, he's a Zen guy, too. I think he's a priest, even. But he told me he had a lot of good time in the last couple months.
You see a card right there?
It was intense.
I got my minister card right in front of you there. Next to the keyboard. A Dudist priest.
Right here.
Yeah.
Dudism. Yeah. Ordained minister. Matt Maddich, Dudist priest. Dudism.
Church of the Latter-day
Church
Dudes.
Church of the Latter-day Dude. Wow.
I'm official.
Check this out.
I'm official.
And it's dudeism.com. Dudism. I have to check this out. It's got a little troikas in the yin yang. In dudeness we abide. E pluribus dudinum. In many dudes. It's got the little lazy rock too. Very good, brother.
The official.
Can you follow that up with the righteous edition? Much, much missed. It's been like weeks we're going now.
Give it a shot,
yeah. Yeah, stomp on that.
Very cool.
Thank you. So much once again.
Cool.
And experience another spin cycle. What was your motivation and impetus?
Well, about 3 or 4 weeks ago, I guess, was out at Joshua Tree again, for the October session and heard a bunch of cool bands. And so there was some there. Westwater Outlaws, Black Joe Lewis, and there was an English dude plays slide and Laps Nelly. He's like a busker, just playing for change and stuff, but he shreds. So you haven't driven on him.
Well, let's see. I got some more music from. We're in Iowa City, and downstairs, this band got a pickup gig. These guys were from Morocco.
Wow.
Hoba Hoba Spirit.
Cool.
I sing in English.
Okay, I can't speak French. And maybe if you see me, you could think I'm from Paris. There's been a hurricane. There's been a hurricane. People don't know where they come from. So how could they know where they go? This is a folk guitar. But this ain't no European group that's all behind me. I get it, but Hanelui.
It's just the music of my world.
Stuff my body full of
Juan for Pedro show. Yeah. Hobo Hobo Spirit with Gnawa Blues, The Boast from the Heavy Sweaters. After that, we played Living in Oregon. First word problem, patience, opportunity cost from Rough Seven, and finally Frosty, Shin Pataki. It's in the second hour, November 11th, 2014 edition of Peter Show. Back with Brother Matt. Hold tight for hour three.
Cool.
November 11th, 2014 is the third hour of the Peter Show.
Springfield, Maine. I found the old wreckage of a train. Drove it hard, drove it fast, dragged it all the way down to the west. I felt for the waitress in the polyester dress. I travel at night with no one to see. I rent out cheap motels and I watch their screens on TV. Play Operation to look inside me. Watch while the bulb lights up his face. Up one morning down in Memphis, Tennessee. I looked around and I didn't see anything. Don't think about it, just let it hit you. But keep on rolling south where the alligator bit you.
two, three. prize book. Lost for the finish, we're stamping our heads now. Given the green light, would be the killer. Some people perform, I can see idiot bouncer. Do you want to bounce? Do you want to bounce? Him and he's lighting the hellfire. Back to the sermon, just to bounce with a harsh word and the smell of the fearful. It carries the worry, ignites and deceit. And now it follows confession and the truth in the story. Gates are wide open, angels dragging him through them. Deep and still yearning, there's no idiot bouncing. There's no idiot bouncing, there's no idiot bouncing. There's no idiot bouncing, there's no idiot bouncing.
Pedro Show, start off the third hour with Barrett Martin. Drummer man, but actually man of lots of trades. A jack of all trades, yeah, he can do a lot of different things. And El Brujo, from his new Tuatara, I think that's the name of the proj. Divine Mob after that, a tune from Survival Knife. A couple of them used to be... what do they call it? Unwound. You know, played with them in Olympia. And then the Lemon Limes. Didn't get to play with them. But they're out of the Bay Area. Concentration Camp was their tune. Joshua M. Robbins, South Side, North Side after that. Bag of Ketchup, M.L. Lever. And High Strung. That's a... I got to speak Professor Lever's poetry class.
Well, cool.
Yeah, right after the Detroit gig, before we got to Cleveland Heights, I went to his classroom there. Yeah, I talked about Walt Whitman and stuff.
Oh, bitching.
Yeah, it was. I mean, there were some intense people. They wanted, there was a sister, I know about this Walt Whitman. You tell me he did 12 poems and put them out himself in 1855 to stop the Civil War. I said, yeah. She was like, damn. Yeah. You talk about old traditions and stuff, but nobody brings up that one.
Yeah, the story's behind the
story. I was
story.
Talking about that with a guy in Richmond, Virginia. I'm from Virginia, and there was a radio, community radio station right next to the club. And I don't know, somehow we got into fucking Whitman. And DJ goes, yeah, but Mike, that's because he's gay. Oh, okay.
Yeah, of course.
And, anyway, DIY goes way back. Whatever. The orientations. He was sweet. What was his name? I can't remember. Naked on the Radio Basho after that. Rip off from Vanjul Zhang Fa. Kizo version Vision Kyoka. And finally, Clowns with Idiot Bouncing.
There's been clown situations around. Have you seen that in the news? Here in California, there's some town.
I heard in France it was people attacking people dressed as clowns.
Oh, here the clowns have been having weapons and taking all these pictures at night in different situations. They're kind of terrorizing this zone. Scary.
Clowns with weapons. John Wayne Gacy. There was a guy at the label, Benji. He was an A&R man. And I guess he sent him a picture to him in prison, and he sent him a painting with him in the, him.
Wow.
Benji, and then John Wayne Gacy is that clown with daggers and fangs.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know. It'd be, kind of.
Some gray area.
You know, did you play some Jim Brown?
Just now? No. I don't think so.
Your spin cycle? There was some Jim Brown influenced stuff. I was here and there, especially with that bass, Bootsy for a while playing with him. But Rob Cambry in New Orleans, he's got this Dead Bones trio and Dry Bones, and he did something for Mr. Jim Brown. And I was playing a lot of it on tour. That's why. I put the iPod thing on shuffle,
Oh, yeah, it's cool.
And I got, 340 of A-side singles he produced.
Wow.
So just trip on that, yeah. So
there's Rob cool.
His trio there. So good to see him. I'm glad he got to meet the Fratelli, too. Watt for Pedro Show.
Alright, a moment of silence for the hardest working man in show business, Soul Brother number one, one of the most innovative musicians of the 20th century, James Brown.
Thank you.
Walk for Pedro show. Final music of the show there. It's for James Brown live, Dry Bones Trio. I really want to thank everybody on the tour, the gig goers, listeners, you know, kind people. I was telling you, Brother Matt, two sailboat rides.
Yeah, nice.
One in Portland, Maine, one off Biloxi, Mississippi.
Oh, cool.
Two kayak things, one in Puget Sound, and one in the Otter River in Vermont.
Oh, bitchin'.
All the kindness shown me, of course, I'm most grateful, but also to, you know, the drummer man, Graham Buffy, the guitar man, Stefano Palia. I think they got to see a really neat side of the U.S., human nature, like I said before, you know, no filter, no middle thing in between, just people meeting people. And then getting to see, I mean, these guys, 21 years younger than me, playing their asses off, though, you know, and most of it was their compositions. I'm very grateful for cats checking us out. Give us a shot. And not just going with this idea was just another Mike Watt side band. There's nothing wrong with Mike Watt side bands and stuff, but this one was a really kind of a collaboration, so it's more like Dose or Minuteman. And I think they got to see my Italian brothers' side of the bands, and it wasn't just a bum rush by me, because I got whatever the shortest name. Yeah, no, it ain't shortest. It's just as long as Andrea. Maybe all together with my nickname. But I'm glad to know also coming back to Pedro, it's okay. There's some scary stuff. On one hand, Sunken City. But then they want a neighborhood watch. Maybe they could get the neighborhood watch to guard Sunken City.
Hey, yeah, fences. Get a little vigilante crew out there.
I saw some crew. You know, going to Tucson, because of all the plug and stuff, I went through I-8, I went to San Diego. Mm. And when you get close to Arizona, you know, those dunes there, they got a fence now on the border. And there's some guys out there playing, whatever. There's some playing with dune buggies too, but I...
Getting your own commandos?
Yeah.
Self-appointed?
I don't know, I did. It's funny about that stuff. I heard about these kids who got kidnapped. You heard about this at Guerrero? They were like students to be teachers. And something with the mayor did protest, meaning he didn't let his wife do a speech or something. And the cops round these kids up and turned them over to some, narco gang.
Oh, man.
So when you come home, yeah, it's always scary, but what kind of news about the town, about the, you know, you're on tour, it's day to day playing, you're hoping for good weather, you're hoping for no clams when you're playing, you just get out of touch a little bit.
Everybody's health hold up solid?
You know, with Stay, the guitar man, he started the tour sick, he came off another tour, he beat it off. Came on the drummer for about a week. Came on, tried for me on like 2 days. Punched it up. Didn't let it in. Very lucky. You're worried about acute things like that. Number one thing, I was just worried about getting them home safe. Really, I feel that way about every tour. Just want to get people home safe. And then I want them to see the best gigs we can do. No half-ass shit. Of course, things can't be perfect, but we bring them the best we can do. They worked hard all week to come see us play. And then after that, yeah, there's the chow and getting the paddle and sail.
I'm bummed they were right across the street. I didn't know.
For the prac.
Yeah.
Yeah. People, when we had 2 10-hour days to get ready for the tour with prac. That's why the first week was kind of a prac. I was shitting a pecan egg, so I got it. I got it very good, you know. But it took like a week or so. And I wanted to put him by the prac pad. And if you understand Pedro and the way things are, then you would know that Brother Matt's Love Grotto is very near where I prac. And so actually I put them in this tell that's right in, actually, it's a strange tell. It's the only one out here, right?
Yeah, trippy.
In Point Furman. And it's
kind of
right
notorious.
In between. It's right by the diner, too.
Yeah.
Brother Matt didn't realize they were there. I wanted them to have some space and get rested up for the tour and not be my tiny pad. Actually, we did after the Echo Park with the Light Brothers. All of us was in my band.
Oh, man.
So we had to do something. But... Because you went up because your school is up by my prac pad.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So that's only a little shortcut in the morning.
And then we did a run through the day of the first gig. That was in San Diego.
Yeah, he already was loading shirts in the boat.
Yeah, okay. By the way, maybe we got a shirt for you.
Oh, righteous. Cool.
Yeah. Maybe a couple.
Sweet.
But it was a really neat experience. I want to thank everybody. The cats who helped, who shared the stages with us. The cats who got the stages for us. I just heard about one of the pads. I was the last dude to play there. He closed it down.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, a week away.
Man.
Broke my heart. Yeah. Oklahoma City. Damn. Chair. Another chair. Anyway, the people who helped put it on, the ones who shared the stage with us, the ones who came... I checked it out, the gig goers. Steve called the man outside the van. Everybody, very grateful. Much kindness, and thank you so much. Cabo del Señor de Marinari will do their first U.S. tour.
That was very cool.
And I'm home for a while, so we get to do more shows together.
Sweet. Very cool.
It's been November 11th, 2014, edition one for Pedro Show. That. Brother Matt.
Yeah.
People,
keep your powder dry.